Anybody else? We're now at the point in our agenda for public comment. Any person will be allowed 3 minutes to address the board. No action or discussion shall be taken on any item at this time. If you would like to propose a question and request a response, your request must be in writing and will be referred to the library staff for response at a later date. You may leave written comments this evening or send by mail or email to the library. Anyone wishing to comment must be recognized by the board chair prior to comment. Please record your name. There's a pen and paper on the podium. Please record your name on the sheet and state your name before making your comments.
Is anyone interested in speaking? Here we go.
Welcome back, Ms. Beer.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
All right, Elizabeth Berry, President, Save Our Libraries. I'm glad to hear that you don't intend to close any libraries. Don't make the terrible mistake of 2005 and beyond. You closed 15 libraries, half of them Buffalo's, and cut remaining Buffalo library hours by half. While some suburban libraries were open 7 days per week, many Buffalo libraries were open 18 hours per week. You sold the bookmobiles. Those were 2006 budget cuts, but you hurried up and closed our libraries in 2005. I and Save Our Libraries gave you many suggestions on how to fairly and equitably share the pain, but in the end, you took everything from some and nothing from others. You gave the director and library staff raises, telling families in the poorest sections that you had to close their library and to go elsewhere. It didn't matter if you couldn't. With the current emphasis on technology, it apparently doesn't matter that these same people can't utilize downloadables, etc., because surprise, they don't have computers, iPads, Kindles, etc. The regional centers continue the inequity. Libraries like Audubon that did not share the pain since 2005 will still be unscathed, while libraries with less hours will have worse statistics like lower circulation, so they'll get less funding. The downward spiral continues as library users who can will patronize libraries with more hours and services. Today's plan cuts 8 city libraries 127 hours after losing half their hours in 2005, which have never been restored, while cuts to only 3 out of 30 suburban branches are accounted for in today's news. How many hours do the rest lose? Recommendations. Save Our Libraries asks you to stop making the less fortunate bear the brunt of every cut. Start advocating for the entire population of Erie County. Keep the rest of the libraries open. Don't put most of your focus on technology. If you cut hours and personnel, cut across the board and start planning, that's waiver territory, I guess, and start planning how you are going to include the 15 neighborhoods you robbed of library services. We pay library tax too. And by the way, it wouldn't hurt. I asked Director Cloudsley, former Director Cloudsley, years ago. I said, why don't you ask Erie County for more money? Like what you say you need. And he said, well, we can't. And I said, just ask. What the heck? So they asked for the needs budget. And by the way, they got it. So ask for more money.
Next.
My name is Thomas Morrissey. I former employee, former president of the Librarians Association, current retiree. One of the things I'd like to point out is in the minutes that you approved, there was a section in here that agenda item G, public comment. There was no public comment listed. I distinctly remember the last time I was here that I did comment, and there were at least five other people who commented, but I didn't see anything written down. That's number one. Number two that I'd like to point out from the library's own goals, that goal number one, ensure that every library in the system is a key destination for an exciting and enriching programmed events. With this budget, how do you defend that? You've got a 20% cut in the budget, a third of your staff. You're not going to be able to accomplish that. Build and maintain quality collections, both print and electronic, based on the user needs and long-term vision for library collections. How do you do that when you cut your material budget by $900,000? Create a warm and welcoming approach in all aspects of library service through renovated, expanded facilities and streamlined services that guarantee quality user experiences. How are you going to do that when you cut the hours, not only at Central, but in the city branches and the contract libraries? And guaranteeing a quality user experience, how do you propose to do that when you have people who are not even associate librarians manning reference desks? Number four, key initiatives, literacy. If your neighborhood library is closed, that you're not really allowing literacy volunteers to come into those at the times that they are now. Special collections. If you read your report, look at all the things that the special collections does for you, for this city, for the county. That people from all over the world come here. It's a renowned institution. This budget does not address that. Public career resources and skill training. We have unemployment here, and that you're cutting the professional staff who are able to best deal with that. Ensure long-term financial sustainability through public and private investment, and create a culture of philanthropy within on behalf of the library system while enhancing the system's image and visibility throughout the county. That I would like to see an accountability of exactly where this philanthropic money is. Can we have something based on how much money is expended in library development and how much money they bring in for that? Also, the system's image and visibility. That in the Grosvenor Room alone, genealogists come from all over the world here. When you limit hours to that collection, your image, not only in the county, the state, and the country, but internationally, will go down. Streamline workflows and promote system-wide opportunities for improving internal operations. God help you if you start laying off all those people who do that. You're going to have people that don't know what's going on. My last thing, and before I leave, I just want to thank the board for signing their code of the conflict of interest and ethics code that was, my understanding, was signed in September. Now, one of the things that was important in that is there is a section that says it is incumbent on any board member to disqualify himself or herself immediately whenever the appearance of a conflict of interest exists. And I mean, the appearance of a conflict of interest, if you look at the New York State campaign finance disclosure, you'll see that members of this board have donated to the county executive. Thank you.
Use the gavel.
I'm Sue Lessie from North Collins, and I promised you at the last meeting that if you gave us 16 hours, I'd be back here crying and carrying on. Who knew that I would be begging for a 20% cut? And I have a real difficulty where a 20% budget cut translates to 40 to 50% cuts in hours for the southern part of the county. Now, I realize that we are the southern part of the county, and unfortunately, very much of the county feels that the county ends at the Hamburg Orchard Park line, and anything south of that is just kind of those folks down there who have no needs that need to be met, but we sure do pay all the county taxes. Our particular community does not have cable access for the most part, so we can't get high-speed internet. The only place where there is high-speed internet, something other than dial-up, is at the library. We have lots of people who are doing online courses. We have folks like us, poor grape farmers, who have to put our spray schedules online, and you try and do that on a dial-up, and it all disappears and you start over. You know, all these sorts of things. Our library is important. We don't have a bookstore. We don't have a DVD rental place. We don't have a Boys and Girls Club. We don't have much, but we do have our county taxes. So, here's the thought. Hubs are a wonderful idea, or library centers. But both hub and center indicate some kind of a geographical middle. Now, if you look at that lovely thing, those lovely maps, the poor folks in Collins, which is south of North Collins, can you believe, have to drive about 20 miles to get to their library hub. Now, that's an awful thing. We're about 11 miles from our library hub. Our closest library is Eden, which is about 5 miles, and I can't see the wonderful North Collins soccer team coming out of school, walking 5 miles down the road without sidewalks to go to Eden so that they can study or work or horse around as they will before their soccer practice starts. It just doesn't work. So, I have a modest proposal. Perhaps. Or maybe not. And I know you folks did a tremendous amount of work developing this plan, but sometimes all of us together have better ideas. Can I finish real quick?
How quick is quick?
Oh, 1 minute.
No.
Half a minute. Okay. What you do is, all the south towns south of Hamburg and Orchard Park, don't be part of a hub. Give us a few extra hours, give us 20 hours, and leave us out of the hub, and then all those geographically close places can have their hub, and we can live comfortably without having to drive 20 miles to go to a library. Okay, I'm done. Was that quick enough? I'm out of the way. But I would be glad to see that. If you want to ask a question.
Good evening. My name is Michael Kearns. I'm the South District Council member. I'm a member of the Buffalo Common Council. And I don't believe I brought enough copies for all the library board members. But today we filed a resolution talking about the appalling library cuts that are before us. I know those things were handed to you. This budget was handed to you, and you have to do what you have to do. But I do want to say a few things. One, when I became a council member back in 2006, I never envisioned myself running a library. I currently run the Casanova Resource Center out of my office. What I suggest to you today is that we are definitely disproportionately losing a greater amount of services in the city of Buffalo, and I'll tell you why. We all know we're a very poor city. Many of the facilities are walkable facilities. Many of our customers or patrons don't have access to vehicles. Many of them are disproportionately unemployed. They don't have access to computers for re-job training, and this is a problem that we're seeing. And it's something that I've learned over the past 3 years. We have lost more library facilities disproportionately, and when I look at the hub concept, I don't think it's the right answer or the solution to our problem that is facing us today. Back in 1731, when Benjamin Franklin decided to give access and knowledge to people, I think that's an important thing. And when we're looking at these cuts and we're studying this, I think one thing we really have to do is we have to try harder. We have to get out to the public and maybe go back to the drawing board, and we're going to have to try again. Shame on any legislator who cannot support libraries in a poor city or a poor county. I say to you today. Selfishly, in my district, Dudley Library was cut down to 24 hours, and I will talk a little bit about that. We do have the third highest circulation among library facilities in the city of Buffalo, which I believe is very important. In looking at how this was determined and how the hubs were determined, I do think the disproportionately hub system in the southern part of the city is not meeting or serving our needs. Lackawanna was cut down to 16 hours, but it can be done. I am a councilman that makes $53,000 a year, and we run a library. I do that because I think it's important to the commuters, to the community of my district. So what I'm asking you today is to go back to the drawing board, to find a solution to our problem, and do not cut these hours. The city of Buffalo should not be disproportionately cut based on funding from a county executive that does not live in the city of Buffalo. Thank you.
Good evening, I'm John Klukowski, 189 Casanova Street in Buffalo. This is how government gets when it's run like a business. I think it's time for the county executive to get out of government. As with the experiences in the previous county executive's term, our public libraries continue to be under attack. After the dust settled from the red budget, green budget show, plenty of money was floating around to have kept all 52 libraries open and public serving the public. We had a surplus. Again, Buffalo citizens are about to get the worst of it. Many who do not have transportation will not be able to access what is left. Too many neighborhoods are already without, and those who have libraries are already not getting the proper levels of service at this time. Where is the outcry by Buffalo and Erie County Public Library? Where are most of our elected officials? Instead of finding some funding to keep libraries and enhance the life of people, some elected to office are even seeking $72 million for another bridge to nowhere, the Outer Harbor. Libraries like school need to be in and serving all the neighborhoods. They need to be the top priority in the community. What is so wrong with having libraries in our society? A safe place to grow, learn, and become enriched should be this library system and our government's number one priority. I personally tried to help save our libraries. The board here and some elected officials chose to fight against advocating for and saving libraries. It is a shame and a reflection of the way things are going these days. Those who are the haves and the have-nots are who they are becoming more defined every day. Clearly, we need a better plan. Thank you.
I'm president of the Western New York Genealogical Society, and as most of you know, we have our library in the Grosvenor Room, so we're very concerned about any cut to hours in the Grosvenor Room. I'm also live in South Buffalo and frequent the Dudley Library, and I find it appalling that the third poorest city in the nation is cutting library hours. Any hours curtailed at the library branches affect the poorest people in the city. Everything nowadays is being done online, whether it's job applications, payment of bills, or contacting people throughout the country. Many people in South Buffalo walk to the local library and do not have any cars available. So if they wanted to go to the library and the Dudley Library is not open, they couldn't get to another branch because they can't afford bus fare even. Also, if you curtail hours at a library, when the library is open, those short hours amount a week, you're going to have a line of people talking to the librarian. You're going to have a line of people waiting at the computers. You're going to have lines and lines and lines of people waiting. Currently, the computer use at the library is an hour. If you're only open 24 hours a week, what are they going to cut it down to 15 minutes per person because the line of people waiting to use the computers? I'm just asking that you reconsider the reduction of the hours and maybe make things a little bit more fair to the people in the city of Buffalo. Like Nikki had said, it's the third poorest in the country, and the people really need the library services. Thank you.